Yeah, let's just respond to that word. If anybody has a testimony specifically of healing, you want to hear a testimony, and then we want to spend some time praying for healings. We believe that God's presence is there to heal and it's available for healings this morning. So if anyone has a testimony from their own life of some way that God has done a miraculous healing, please come forward and share.
Yeah, I want to share about last week. My dad was suffering from severe pain. In the night he was not able to sleep because the pain was so terrible. He described it like as if somebody was cutting his arm off, and so he was going on groaning and moaning, and medicines wouldn't have any effect. My mom had to be up with him all night long. And she was losing sleep also. So I just asked a few of my friends to pray for him. And God is so good. He has not had pain since the last 4 or 5 days. He's been able to rest properly and sleep well. I want to thank Jesus and I want to thank everybody who prayed for my dad. Thank you.
Yeah, praise God. Come on, let's give praise and thanks to God for the things that He has done. Anyone else, if you have a testimony of healing?
I have a testimony to share. I'm very thankful that my ulcer is going down.
Amazing. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. So is anyone this morning seeking God for a healing, a miracle, any impossible situation that you're seeking God for? Just raise your hand and we're going to pray for that. And as we were also worshiping, Fanny has raised her hand. Okay, we're going to pray. As we were worshiping, a strange word kept coming to me called oral dysmorphia. I mean, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, so I looked it up, and basically it is something to do like a enlargement or some odd shape or odd thing with ears. Okay, oral is ears, something to do with ears. So I feel like God is healing. He's going to heal something that has to do with ears. And dysmorphia is basically the shape or just some kind of a structural issue. So if that speaks to you, or maybe somebody that you know that you want to pray for, just an issue with the ears, let's pray for that. Amen. Amen.
Lassie, I just want to give thanks. My mom has been unwell for the last couple of weeks, and she did the COVID test initially and it was negative, but she continued to have cough and cold and stomach ache and all that. And finally, she did some blood tests again. And the doctor says she probably had COVID, 2 weeks ago, based on the results, and saying the new strains are not being, are giving false negatives on the COVID test. So I'm just so thankful that she's 87, she is well, and she's recovering. So I just thank God for that.
I have a testimony. It is 7 years old testimony, but I realized something recently when Ralphie fell ill. Some of you do not know this 7-year-old miracle. Ralphie, when he was born, I was trying my best not to share because every Sunday I'm ending up sharing about Ralphie, but then God just pushed me because it could help someone. When Ralphie was born, he had only 5% chance of survival. And even if he survived, he was not supposed to survive like this, like he's a living miracle, and by God's grace, it happened. The doctor said even if he survives, he's not going to be a normal child. And the way God healed, it is nothing less than a miracle. It is a huge miracle in our lives, because recently I saw other children at in pediatrician clinics. I know how he could have been, but he's not like any of them. He's grown so normally, excellently well. He achieved all his milestones. That itself is a huge miracle. Recently, when he had undergone MRA, the MRA was not normal, and it's seen that the parietal lobe in his brain was lighting up a lot. That means, I did not know, and they said it's the same thing when he was born. I didn't even know that when he got discharged as a baby, it was still there. I did not even know that. And when we visited the first doctor, he said, yeah, initially that particular part did not receive enough oxygen, and now it has become a scar. So that's it. And then I came back home, like, what is this parietal lobe? What does it do? What is the function of it? How come Ralph is all normal when something is actually not normal in the brain? So when I actually went through that particular area in the brain, the functions of that is management of taste, hearing, sight, touch, and smell. And I don't see anything wrong with all these things. Ralphie had to undergo a Bera test for his hearing, and he was absolutely fine when he got tested when he was a baby. And I just want to thank God, because the MRI clearly shows it's not fine. That area is not good. But I think by God's amazing power, nothing is wrong with all these things, the functions that is supposed to be done by this particular region. So I really want to thank God for this miraculous healing that he gave Ralphie. And now when I realize after 7 years, it is a huge testimony, because he's been hearing well, seeing well, he knows sense of touch, everything is perfect. So I just can't stop thanking God for this amazing miracle. Yeah.